Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Speaking of the Dallas team, they have a coach that's very familiar with the Bears, don't they, Aaron Andrews?
Absolutely, Ken. Defensive coordinator for the Cowboys, Matt Eberflus, returning to Chicago, where, of course, he was the head coach here for almost 3 years. He told us this week, I'm grateful for my time here, but he also said there was a good amount of hallway talk this week. The defensive coaches meeting with the offensive coaches. Eberflus saying, I have a lot of knowledge about this team. I know their strengths, their weaknesses. I know how to cover them, and I shared that. Kevin, he also spent time last year in quarterback and offensive meetings with Caleb Williams.
Barely.
So it'll be very interesting to see how this firsthand knowledge pays off.
Yeah, Aaron, he's got the intel. There's no question about that.
That's an important part of being having tactics.
Blitz coming. It's picked up. Oh, Williams has a man left. Bears will flick to Swift, trying to get a flea flicker. It's way up there. Williams recovers, throws a seed, has a man, and it's caught for a touchdown. Luther Burden's first in the league.
Oh my God.
All right, so Matt Eberflus and his return to Chicago. This Cowboys defense trying to figure it out. Williams, fire. Guy commit, touchdown Chicago.
Fourth and goal, Williams looking, pressure, throw.
If you're Eberflus, you're kind of standing on there. What do we stop?
Meaning what?
It's the Bears. They get the win today, 31-14.
You know, in terms of going back to Chicago,
and when I'm back in Chicago,
I haven't thought about it.
Very appropriate, trying to get that payback, and you didn't get it now, did you?
Didn't come. That big payback didn't come.
I don't know karate, but I know Kareza. And you got sliced up by the Bears offense in the court. Like, I know EA is not like a hyperbolic reporter, and I could just see like the sly arrogance of Matt Eberflus. Like, we know them real well. Yeah, know them so well, you got busted.
I like the, he's been in meetings with him.
Barely.
Just the ones on Hard Knocks.
Right, just the ones after Nick Saban told him that might be a good idea.
Just the ones when I found out the film crew was going to be there and I wanted them to see that I actually am interested in being seen as if I have a relationship with the quarterback.
You know what? While he was here, I didn't like really dislike Matt Eberflus. That wasn't the feeling that I had around him. I felt like in a lot of cases, he was dealt a bad hand on things. But the way that article came off and the way that clearly people were deployed by that guy to defend that guy's idiocy.
The Tyler Dunn article.
It really bothered me.
Yeah, and the role in the Trace Armstrong takeover, like the willing role in that, and the hiring of Shane Waldron for such an important thing when you got to know on some level, he knew that Shane Waldron wasn't the right guy to deal with Caleb and a young quarterback, didn't he? And he still made that hire? Like, he's not that stupid to not realize that what a terrible fit that was.
I saw someone say, and I wish I could give them credit because it was brilliant, but it's the idea of the unfair recycling of coaches. And they were talking specifically, bless you.
Thank you.
Got one more in you?
I'll let you know. All right. Considering it.
And the idea that Matt Eberflus is the prime candidate for that, where people will talk about his resume and be like, yeah, you know, he's a pretty solid defensive coordinator. And I get that the Micah Parsons thing probably lopsided everything for him. But what you're seeing with Dallas's defense after that is proof. Like, he's not able to actually move and bend and adapt. And he hasn't. And he tried it inside. Like, seeing what we all four of us in the group chat knew what they were going to do. That they were going to rush four and they were going to drop seven.
Yeah.
And ordinarily, that can work if you get enough pressure, but you're not going to really be able to generate enough pressure because of the way that your team is built. And as much as he bragged about knowing them, Ben last week was like, yeah, we know him too.
We know him too. We know him plenty, and we know what he's going to do, and we know how vanilla it can be, so we're just going to attack him.
And I had a lot of success against him when I was in the other place that I was at. And you had motivated, like, the guys in Dallas aren't motivated to avenge him. The guys at Hallis Hall are very motivated to shut him up.
You know who did get avenged yesterday? I didn't even realize he was thinking about it. Was Baker Mayfield on Steve Wilkes. Steve, he called out the other team's defensive coordinator, who's his former head coach. And like,
I like both guys. I love Steve Wilkes, and I felt like he's been done dirty at every head coaching opportunity that he's had. And I think that Carolina team that Steve had was 6-6, and they still fired him. And that was him being the interim, and they fired him. But I love the Baker Mayfield redemption story.
I really admire him.
Over the last 3 years, no one's thrown more touchdowns than him?
I believe it. I think that's wild. Was it early last year or the year before when I was like, I remember arguing with a co-host. I don't know who it was. Might have been you. You never know.
It wasn't me.
Yeah, you don't remember?
I don't remember.
All right, we're
about,
good.
About what?
About Baker Mayfield. I was saying he's set up to be a really good, solid journeyman wherever he goes the rest of his career, but actually he's locked and loaded in Tampa and carrying them again, so it's even better than that.
I mean, I probably told you that I think that he's better than a journeyman.
Yeah, well, see, so then it wasn't you. All right, yeah. Good talk, good recap.
Yeah, because I'm a fan of all of this stuff that he's doing.
I remember it was a Shoddy and Spiegel back in the day. Yes. Remember that when you
and Shoddy liked to take shots.
Yeah, man, I was Shoddy and Spiegel. Can you believe they gave him top billing? Shoddy.
That's why, yeah. I know that's why you kind of blocked it out of your memory.
I do. Thanks for bringing it back up, Tanny. Or is it Chris? I should call you,
wow,
Chris.
There it is.
You know, that's never a good sign when I call that man Chris.
Baker Mayfield in 2023 threw for 4,800 yards. Like that is absurd. Absurd.
Yeah. So, look, we didn't get Matt Eberflus, Judd Nelsoning his way off the field with his hand in the air and Simple Minds playing in the background and the clenched fist of satisfaction. We didn't get him carried off like Buddy Ryan was or anything like that. I didn't even see him walk off. Was he weeping? I like to imagine Matt Eberflus weeping, crying with the entire swarm of bees behind him as he's a superhero.
Breakfast Club with the quarterbacks.
No, you couldn't be Breakfast
God,
Club.
Oh my God, I forgot.
There's one for everything.
I spend Breakfast Club with the quarterbacks.
Hey, Judd, come here. Come here. That's right. Hey, Molly Ringwald, come on over here. That's one of the nicknames.
Yeah, whose nickname's Molly Ringwald on the Bears?
Do you have any redheads?
One of the bees has a little red on him.
All right, so the guy that did all of the stuff to Eberflus's defense was Caleb Williams, and there were a lot of breakdowns on him by a couple different people. Here's what Tom had to say about talking to Ben and how he coaches Caleb.
His third game as head coach, trying to turn this really whole organization in the right direction, right?
When we talked to him this week, KB, about how he's coached, how hard he's coached by Ben Johnson, he was blunt. He's tough on me, and he's tough on me in front of everyone else on the team. The point, to prove he's no bigger than anyone else. I will be a better quarterback because of Ben, Williams told us, because of that detail and how demanding that he is. As for whether there's any aftermath, we meet after every practice to go over things. We're close, but it can get spicy. Tom, I think you can relate.
Yeah, you think second and short, and Swift is tackled immediately, and he did not get there.
What do you mean? I had such a player-friendly coach, and Coach Belichick. He always tell me how great I did. You know, there was a high demand of excellence, let's say that. And believe me, when you're a pro quarterback, you'd much rather have your coach be hard than easy. Sometimes the growing pains is, I got to get these guys outside of their comfort zone from a coaching standpoint to help them grow and to understand the magnitude and the trust that the organization is giving to them. I think a big part of a head coach that's very in your face and very technical is it does show the rest of the team that if I can pick on Caleb or I can pick on Tom Brady or Peyton Manning, although I don't think they pick on Peyton Manning very much, if they can pick on me, they can pick on anybody.
So you felt that? Did you know that when you were younger, when that was happening, that you were kind of setting the example? Like, does Caleb know that? That's part of this?
Of course not. I used to think, I'm going to kill this guy. Doesn't he know how many Super Bowls I've won? I mean, what are you talking about? And then you'd break the meeting and you'd see them, and all your teammates would come over to your locker and hug you, be like, you okay, bro? And then, you know, you just get used to it, and that's how everyone gets coached.
That is amazing stuff. As annoying as I found Brady earlier, that is incredible context.
He let us in. Like, that was the most that he's ever let us in.
Dude, the fact that he had won multiple Super Bowls and he's pissed that Belichick is undressing him in front of his teammates, and his teammates are coming to his locker to console him, but it has an effect. Tanny went back and found this. The running back, Brandon Bolden, former two-time Super Bowl champ with the Patriots, told a story about what those film sessions looked like.
And yeah, we went to play Seattle in the Super Bowl. We played the Chiefs. The Chiefs put a 40-piece on us. Tom ain't have a good game. None of us did. But we got in there, lights went off. Bill went in there, started the film, stopped the film, talked some other started the film. Tom threw a pick, stopped it. And we supposed to have the best quarterback in the league. And he plays like this. My dog, TB, say, he reached down, grabbed his and walk smooth out the fucking league.
Damn.
Now, with my seat at, I'm against the wall, and I can see into lock. That boy went straight to the locker, grabbed his phone. I was like, no, please don't tell me. Don't do that. Not right now. Hey, 12, you straight? Oh, yeah. I'm good. We didn't have a drop pass in practice for like a month and a half. But he got hectic, boy. He got hectic. Anytime he have a bad game, it really be like, ah. Boy, this next week of practice, nobody but don't false start. Don't say, ooh, I forgot. Because ooh, it's not going to happen, boy.
Wow. The level of practice stepped up that high after Belichick would undress them. And Brady, we're supposed to have the best quarterback in the league, and he can't make that bleeping throw. And Brady just gets up and walks out.
And I mean, now that you hear these stories, and now that Tom is like sharing a little bit more, like here and there, you get why when he had the opportunity to leave, that he left. And you get why him being with the people down in Tampa.
Bruce Arians is a peach.
By comparison. And he coaches quarterbacks hard. And Tom would probably know better than I would, but I will say, like, some of the videos that are coming out about Tom Moore, who was with Peyton Manning for forever, Tom didn't play.
No.
Like, he didn't, and he had a great student in Peyton Manning that learned a lot of this stuff, and then Peyton started doing a lot of the teaching himself.
Well, the great ones want it. The great ones want it because they know they need it. I thought Kurt Warner was brilliant with us earlier today, and Kurt Warner was talking about Caleb and the hard coaching, and was talking about yesterday's game, saying you can't come away from yesterday's game with any other thought except that the hard coaching is working. Is that it's working because Caleb was so in control and everything went so well. And you are the hero and you walk off the hero, but it's the hard coaching that's helping to get it done.
Now, obviously, when we talk about Brady and Belichick, we are talking about
the outlier combination of outlier combinations. The coach that's got the most Super Bowls, the quarterback that's got the most Super Bowls, those two people butting heads for their greatness. Here's what Bill Belichick had to say about that dynamic, the relationship, how to make it work, at least how they made it work in New England. Is there anything to be learned here about Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams?
We had a really good relationship, especially in the film room and talking football and all that, that I'll always treasure. And I learned so much from because nobody sees the game better than Tom Brady sees it or saw it. And yeah, go ahead and rip my ass too. Go ahead. And so I got the green light on that. So I went ahead and took it. Thing that players always, they've always come back to me and say, hey, the first meeting Belichick got on Brady, I'm like, Christ, if he's going to talk to Brady like that, like I better be.
Point out something. You pointed out something to him. And if you had to call him out, you called him out. Can you just kind of take us through your inner thinking on that and the wherewithal that takes to not allow somebody to get bigger than the organization because you're trying to win a game and it takes everybody.
Yeah, you know, really, Jim, that was as much a part of Tom as it was me, you know, because there were a couple meetings, you know, where I would say something to Tom after the meeting, like, hey, you know, I didn't really, you know, think that was that bad, but I just want to include you and everybody in there with everybody else. And Tom would say, Coach, you have to. If you don't yell at me, then what am I going to do with all the rest of my teammates? I got to be in there with all the rest of them and say, hey, he's yelling at all of us. And like, we all got to do better. But if you leave me out of it, then I don't really have a platform to work from. So yeah, go ahead and rip my ass too. Go ahead. And so I got the green light on that. So I went ahead and took it. But
so that was Bill kind of walking you through like his process. I don't know if, the consent was as boisterous as Bill is making it seem to be.
Well, because Bill had the power there. Bill's able to put his thumb on the scale of memory there and take it that way.
And it drove Tom to greatness, but you can also hear that he's still bitter about it. Because once you get to the point of, I think I've got this thing pretty much figured out. And I'm not saying that you should never feel like you stop learning, but that guy pretty much had the quarterback position in that system figured out. And yet, still, any time that he wanted to breathe a little bit as a quarterback, there was Bill Belichick not allowing for it. And that's why, to me, I said it when it happened. Had I been Tom Brady and I had won that championship in Tampa, I'd have taken all my clothes off
at the 50-yard line
as soon as we won the game. Like, not only did I win the championship, but I beat the dude that everyone thinks is going to break all my records. I won the championship after I left the place where I won all the championships and everyone gave credit to the other dude. I'd have stripped naked and just walked around and be like, look at this. What do you think of this?
But then he couldn't get some of the opportunities that he's gotten. And he wants all the opportunities.
Sure he could.
You think Shoddy would call him after that? I don't think Shoddy's picking up a phone. Shoddy doesn't know.
I think Shoddy is lucky to have a job.
I think yesterday was a big day
for Shoddy
in the Caleb and Ben relationship. Because they get the celebration. You know, they get the moment of confirmation this early in the season that it can work. Like, Ben Johnson's got to say, okay, this is a really good data point in the process. And Caleb gets to introduce him in the post-game locker room. Caleb gets to say, let's give you the game ball, coach. He gets to do that thing, you know? And that is that's a beautiful moment that they're able to have together. And you need that positive confirmation to kind of validate the whole cycle, which is me yelling at you, me yelling at you, me yelling at you, me coaching your ass hard, you taking it, you having film that we need to break down, me saying nice things about you even in a loss, to be able to say nice things in a win and bad things in a win and have the celebration and let loose is very, very important.
Why don't we do this? We'll open up the phone lines again if you want to talk a little bit about the Bears and what happened yesterday, and we'll share that moment, those moments inside the locker room, and talk a little bit about the guys who played well on defense. That's important. We'll keep it rolling. Spiegel and Holmes Show, Hero 6 on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Maybe the best early career game of Caleb Williams. This might be the best one he's put out there yet. 298 yards, four touchdowns, 68% completions, and a rating of 142. He was special today.
Highlights courtesy of Fox. You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips, and we thank them very much. We love our partnership with Busey Bank and Great Clips.
Tomorrow we got a host swap, and Thursday we got a show swap. It's kind of a crazy week because we'll be in Vegas on Friday. We'll be there for the Raiders game, man.
Yeah.
With a ton of Bears fans who are going out there, and it's a completely different thing now. I like Lawrence's better. It's a completely different thing now. Give it to me one more
time. It's a completely different thing.
Altogether. because... Now you win that game, you're 2-2. You're 2-2, and you're
into the bye.
Your season is wide open.
I hate week 5 bye.
It's really early.
I hate it. I mean, both personally and professionally, I hate it. The great thing professionally, though, is that week 5 bye means focus on Cubs playoff. Which so that's great for us.
Hopefully those games will be in Chicago, those Cubs playoff games.
Yeah, it's something that Layla and I plan on getting into on the afternoon show tomorrow, because we'll be hosting the afternoon show because Spieg was like, I got to hang with my guy Nico Horner.
Tomorrow, it's Grody and Spiegel and Harris and... Harris and Grody and Spiegel, and we're all together, all six of us. Or at
all
least three
six
of us. Yeah, we're all together tomorrow at Brick House. You can come over and hang out, right? Is it open to the world?
Yeah, you can come on out and go to the Brick House and have yourself a good time and meet Nico and be a part of all of that.
We got Jed Hoyer on the show tomorrow, too.
I saw that. I saw that Jed was going to be on the show. What mm-hmm. the hell, man?
Yeah, there's some questions to ask Jed. Been to Florida lately? Hey, you want to go check on a player?
Is that where he is now? There's a lot of Cubs stuff that has been swept up because there's a lot of cool Bear stuff. Mm-hmm. But the Cubs stuff is a little scary.
It's a little sketchy.
We'll get to it on both shows. So tomorrow, Spiegs is going to be on the midday show with Marshall and Grody. Layla is going to come and hang out with me here in this time slot, and we're going to talk about a whole bunch of stuff.
The thing that's percolating most around the Barrisphere today, I would think, would be the audio of Ben Johnson and the team celebrating together. They have a thing. After Caleb Williams and Tremaine Edmonds were given game balls by the coach yesterday in the clubhouse after the game, the locker room after the game with baseball on the brain.
Clubhouse.
Caleb took the ball and had a third game ball to give to his coach.
First home victory.
So, good, better, best. Never let it rest till your good is better and your better is best. I like it.
Yeah, it's a fun thing. It's a good breakdown. It is very reminiscent of the Drew Brees breakdowns in huddles. Alex, have you ever seen those?
Yes, I remember before every game he would do one of those.
They're legendary, the stuff that Drew Brees would do. He actually talked a little bit about Caleb yesterday, too.
He did.
Yeah, and it's good to see people talking about the Bears quarterback in a nice way.
Have you heard good, better, best, never let it rest before?
No, I've never heard that. I'm just saying that the cadence of it and his reaction is similar to what Drew Brees would do.
I heard Mully and Haw talking about it this morning that Tim Duncan used to do it. That was attributed to Tim Duncan for a while.
Wow. I've never heard Tim Duncan do it.
Yeah, me neither. Apparently, the quote was attributed that Saint Jerome,
the guy who did Roquan's contract.
What was his name?
Saint Omni.
Saint Jerome. He's the one who held up the mirror for Mars Day. Is that Saint Jerome? I could be wrong, but no, it's an actual saint. It's an actual saint that it goes.
How
could that be possible? That it goes back to that. I don't think there's any way it goes back to that.
Isn't Saint Jerome like the? I might be messing this up, but isn't that a Croatian parish like right there by White Sox, Saint Jerome?
Oh boy, we're really in trouble now. We really are.
I'm just trying to. I feel like I might have it wrong, but
you could be right. You could be right about it.
Well, there's a Saint Jerome up in Rogers Park, where I grew up, up on Lunt. Why is that funny?
Oh my God, I nailed it. Saint Jerome Croatian Catholic Church. Over there on 28th and Princeton.
It's just a funny street name, Tanny.
By the way,
I definitely didn't say it any differently than I normally would have.
No, not at all. Ordinarily on a Monday in the 5 o'clock hour, you would hear us talking to Jalen Johnson. Yeah. But as Spiegs reported earlier,
I did
without vetting it or telling anyone he was going to do it.
Matt, you got it first.
Journalism is dead. Dead.
Jalen Johnson is having surgery today. Hopefully, we'll get a chance to talk to him one more time.
No. Who cares? Speaks. How'd it go? How's he feeling?
Yeah.
I'll ask him.
Hang on that text.
Yeah. No, I got nothing yet.
Send me a PDF of his charts.
His segment with us is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Plumbing Emergency. Call the plumbing professionals. Available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. Shout out to St. Jerome.
So I want to ask you about.
Hey, Jerome.
I want to ask you about Dennis Allen's defense. I shared the snap counts earlier, like looking for adjustments that Dennis Allen may or may not have made going into yesterday's game after the pantsing that they took in Detroit, Lawrence. And there's certainly more variety among the defensive ends. Some of that is situational, though, right? Like they had a lead, and you want to release the hounds and get everybody running, so he uses Passignan and Dominique Robinson and even Daniel Hardy late in the game on obvious passing downs.
Let's keep it a buck. How many Bears fans remember that Dominique Robinson was on the team?
Dude, that's a crazy long time for Dominique Robinson. I mean, every year he seems to make the team somehow, which is amazing.
And every year you go and you look and you're like, man, that guy's got some skills. And then it never quite comes together for him. He is someone where you go, man, the raw materials are great and the upside is really tantalizing, but yep. It never quite comes together. I thought Montez Sweat was amazing yesterday. And I know that there's only the one sack, but he was putting pressure on Dak Prescott. He got into his face a lot yesterday.
And he only played 58% of the snaps, easily his lowest of the year. Is he more effective with fewer snaps?
That's a great question. Or the reverse, and you brought this up in our meeting today. The reverse, was he motivated by the fact that he got less snaps?
I mean, last week, they didn't affect the quarterback, as Ben said. And if you're Dennis Allen, you got to be embarrassed by that performance. Statistically, the worst one in the history of the Bears organization, right? So then you come out, and it can't be a coincidence that Dio Odengbo had his lowest snap count percentage. Montez Sweat had his lowest snap count percentage. The guys I mentioned played a little bit more. And they were in zone an awful lot yesterday.
Well, that makes sense, too.
Well, how about this? Jared Goff finished last week by going 17 for 17.
Yeah.
And then Dak Prescott started yesterday going 14 for 16. They were 31 of 33 over the course of the last half of last week and the first half of this week. 31 of 33.
And Dak completed for the game 80% of his passes.
But how many of them were underneath?
There was a lot underneath him when CeeDee Lamb goes out of a game that changes the geometry of what it looks like, but the Bears took advantage of that, and that's good.
I wonder if that's by design for Dennis Allen. Looking at what he has now, I'd rather play a lot of man press, but now I don't have Jalen. Now I got to play a lot of zone.
I don't have Kyler.
Right. I got to play a lot of zone and find a way to survive here and rotate my DNs and try to get burst however the hell I can.
It's one of the things that honestly concerns me about this next game is that you ended up playing with a significant lead for a big portion of the second half of that game, which forces them into being one-dimensional. The fact that they were averaging 7.5 yards a carry with one back, with Williams on 10 carries, that's scary to me. It's scary to me that in a game where you're saying like they're going to pass, you know, there's no variety that you have to worry about offensively once you get late in the third quarter and into the fourth quarter. If the Raiders, who are not very good but have a great coach, what are the things that he picks up in film that he can take advantage of? Like those are and I don't want to get too far ahead because we'll really get into it on Wednesday and our special show on Friday and all that stuff. But even after once the game is over and once like the celebrating about it was over, I was sitting there going, I wonder what this looks like next week. Is there something to be exploited that the Bears need to do a better job on?
Yeah, it's a better coach. It's a much better coach, as you say. I will say, as we stay in yesterday and bask a little bit more here today on a Bears Monday, once they had the lead, it was nice to see Dennis Allen able to be his creative self. Like, there were a few times he brought 8 up to the defensive line and, like, 3 would drop back and he brought 5. A couple times he brought 9 up to the line and 4 or 5 dropped off. At one point, on a late third down, He showed eight on the defensive line, and they all went. They all came. It was like, oh my God, it's everybody. That must be so damn fun to play with a lead like that as a creative defensive coordinator.
You can get real feisty when you've got a 2 or 3 score lead, and you can mess around and play around and try to mess with the quarterback who I know that we talked about it earlier, but I wasn't a huge Dak guy when he came out. And as his career has gone on, I've become more and more of a Dak guy. And I look at some of the stuff, like just ball fake stuff that he does, that I think if I'm Caleb, I'm probably looking at tape of him and adding that because his level of calm on play fakes is something to admire. When he knows he still has it, and he kind of acts nonchalant, Like, I don't have it. I handed the ball off and then hit you for a 15-yard play down the field. I love watching him quarterback. I just don't think his overall team is very good this year.
Yeah, but they don't seem to be. They don't seem to be. I wonder how different that game is. We talking about the defense and Dak. How different is that game if CeeDee Lamb is playing?
I think offensively it looks the same for the Bears. I think defensively for the Bears it looks a lot worse.
I think you're in shootout mode. You're in shootout mode and pressure's ramping up, and Caleb might have had to execute a different kind of thing there in the fourth quarter. Because, like, Tyreek, who had an unbelievably excellent game yesterday, mm-hmm. was on George Pickens most of the time, or at least in the zone was ending up on George Pickens an awful lot. Nashon Wright got burnt quite a bit yesterday.
He didn't have the best day. His tackle numbers are good. Tremaine Edmonds had an amazing day. 15 tackles for him, the two interceptions, obviously. Noah Sewell impresses every time he plays. I know that he got caught in pass coverage last week against Detroit, but I think they have developed a player in Noah Sewell.
I think you're right. Both of them played almost the entire time. In the secondary, all four of the main secondary guys played 100% of the snaps, played every snap. Nate McLeod, his highest snap count, 82%. That means they're in the nickel at least 82% yesterday.
Which gets you excited once Kyler comes back.
Oh, big time. Owens had nine snaps. So were they in the dime nine times, or it might have been nickel with Owens instead of McLeod?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
You can play around with all sorts of fun stuff.
Yeah, but I agree on Sewell. And Edmonds, the thing about Edmonds, that was the Eberflus vision, was that he was going to use his length
yes.
to get into the passing lanes.
And he did that yesterday.
In Eberflus's face.
Right there in front of you, partner. You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. We're going to take a timeout. And when we come back, we are going to talk about you being able to get something free because your quarterback hooked you up. Next, here on the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play?
Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
Stick with me on this one. Have you ever been to the Wiener Circle?
I have not, but I've heard about this, the four touchdown thing. Is that what you're talking about? Yeah, congrats, everybody. You got free hot dogs.
Hey, yo!
They got troubles over there.
I don't think it's troubles at all. The people at the Wiener Circle, they got it covered, man. And I love it. It works for everyone.
It's a really good hot dog, by the way.
It is. It's good. Cheese fries, all-timer. But here's the thing. It works out for everybody. Caleb has a great game.
Mm-hmm.
The city is on fire because of it, right?
Yeah.
Wiener Circle, they do this all the time. It's going to get you in there. You're going to have a great time.
You're going to get more than just the hot dog.
100%. And you're going to go back because it's awesome.
And you're going to feel the vibe. For those who don't know, the Wiener Circle tweeted on Friday, if Caleb throws four touchdowns on Sunday, we will give away free hot dogs on Tuesday. That'll be tomorrow. I will gladly pay you Tuesday.
Hey, that's on your way to the Brick House.
My way home. For damn sure.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I gotta eat at the Brick House. The Brick House is part of the same family that has our good friends at Rinaldi's.
The Brick House pizza and their chicken tenders are phenomenal.
I think it's the same chicken tenders that we get from Rinaldi's. Not the same ones exactly, but the same recipe.
Now, look, you're gonna eat just wonderfully at Brick House, obviously. They always do a great job taking care of the station.
Obviously.
And that restaurant group is just elite.
Elite.
But you can definitely save some room and get yourself a hot dog and then report back to the radio program on your way home tomorrow.
100% I can.
Show content.
It'll be a Rosh Hashanah celebration in the middle of the
day. Are you allowed to have a hot dog on Rosh Hashanah?
It's great. I don't think I'm ever allowed. Ask Ed Farmer. He's my Rosh Hashanah emissary. Ed Farmer is. Wishes a happy new year to all Jewish friends.
I'm scrubbing through the Torah right now to see if there's anything about radio bits in there.
You saw Torah last week. Saw
and I couldn't
right
see it if there's anything about radio bits.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I should have had Ruben look during his bar mitzvah. Check that out.
His next project. By the way, this Thursday, join the Score and Budweiser live from 2 to 6 at Old Crow in Wrigleyville. Raheemy Harris and Grody will be there from 2 until 6 because we're doing 10 to 2 on Thursday so we can get on a plane and go to Las Vegas. Stop by to register to win special prizing from Budweiser and say hello to Layla, Marshall, and Grody before the Cubs game.
Mm-hmm.
You know a lot of good people who are a part of what's going on at Old Crow. It's a fun place, and you will have a good time there. It's brought to you by Budweiser. This Bud's for you.
So, look, I think that you're probably right that it's a win-win for everybody involved. Mm-hmm. Caleb gets to play well. The town gets to feel this joy. Wiener Circle gets all this free pub. And Wiener Circle asked Vienna to help out a little bit. They said, hey, Vienna, you want to?
We might need some extras.
Might need some backup here.
Beautiful thing is they're right down the street, too.
They're right there.
They get to just drop on down Fullerton and make a left,
deal.
And they're good.
Seriously, though, that Char Dog, man, there's something special. It's a wonderful Chicago thing is the Wiener Circle and also the Char Dog itself, the way it's really, truly done.
Guest conductor Poochie Jackson from the Wiener Circle.
It was very clean. Poochie worked clean. I thought she was going to work blue that day. Must have gotten some advice not to.
We got the glow up out here being on TV now.
Yeah.
Good for Poochie.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm a fan of the Char Dog, and I almost went over to 35th and Shields this weekend. Because
for their last series.
Yeah, because
that sausage with the grilled onions over there.
Can't beat it.
You can't.
You can't beat it.
You would have bid farewell. Well, you are culturally a White Sox fan. Yeah. And the culture said goodbye to you.
Just you wait until this bear season like dies down. We need to have some conversations.
Who, you and me?
Not just you. It's not just
Sounds
you.
Sounds like you're going to take it out on me, though.
You're definitely going to...
I'm on the list.
Hold on.
Yeah, I don't know. I like it better when you don't have the clipboard. Something about the clipboard makes the list seem a little more ominous.
It's very official, that's for sure.
And when he glares over like that as he's flipping pages, it does not feel good.
Let's see. God, I hope that pen's out of ink. Oh, my God.
Let's see here.
Don't write it down. Here's how you know I'm on the list. I'm not even on the show tomorrow. I'm doing that's middays.
Don't start that, because people run with it.
It's just everything.
A fun little like scheduling quirk.
It is. That's true.
We figured one of us should be with Nico.
Right.
Yeah, you better be careful, Speedy. There's going to be pictures of you eating hot dogs in the newspaper.
They're delicious.
Matt Spiegel says, get your glizzy on.
I mean, I'm saying that a lot. I say that a lot. Just kind of walk around town saying it.
Oh, my God.
It's fun to bask in a Bears win, everybody. Thank you, listeners. What a joyful day this is. If you see a guy walking down the street in a Bears t-shirt, it might be me, but it's probably a lot of people.
Yeah, it's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people.
But if you see someone who looks like Matt Spiegel wearing a Bears shirt walking down the street,
then that is me.
It's him.
Yeah.
For Alex, for Tanny, for my partner, Matt Spiegel, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support you show us every single day. We will do our best to repay the favor tomorrow. Spiegs is on middays tomorrow. Layla's with me. We will have fun. See y'all tomorrow, too, here on The Score.
Because of The Score was The Score today, there's a lot of things to learn from that tape.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.